If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Hi, this is Kurtwood Smith. You remember me from such TV comedies as That 70s Show and That 90s Show on Netflix. I'll never forget the words that my grandfather said just before he kicked the bucket. He said, "Watch how far I can kick this bucket." People ask me where I get my dad jokes from. I tell them to listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast. Listen to Daily Dad Jokes every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late-night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we beat the blonde. If you can, you get a hat, T-shirt, tumbler, and a $25 gas card from Law Tigers. Law Tigers, motorcycle lawyers who ride, representing injured riders for over two decades. With Law Tigers, you never ride alone. Go to lawtigers.com, click on the banner at thebigshow.com. As promised, the late, great Tim Wilson headlining our accent show today.
Where are you from? You're from Florida? Where in Florida?
Fort Myers.
Fort Myers. Well, there's your problem. See, here's one thing I've learned in my 25 years of study. Southern accents are very strange things. You see a lot of fake ones on movies and TV. And when you go to Florida, Florida's not really a southern state after you get south of Gainesville, Florida. You're back in Michigan. Hell, I thought the Florida tag was blue there for a long time. When you get north of Gainesville, you start getting into the south, and there's a lot of different southern accents. I mean, the northern Florida accent is actually kind of the pothead thing. Hey, man, all right, man. What's happening, man? Y'all going to Panama City, man? All right, man. South Georgia people talk like Jimmy Carter. They ain't got no oars in the woods. Everybody sound like they'll get their ass whipped. They sort of talk like this. And of course, Jimmy Carter, that was his M.O. the whole time he was president. North Georgia people have an R in everything. Everything got an R in it. Everything like that. You can put the back tire in your car there and bring it right around. South Carolina people all told that strong thumb and they got that thing right here, though. But a couple of yonly, lovely young ladies down here that deep. North Carolina people all talk like Andy Griffith. Well, oh, he shaved his neck. Alabama people like to talk and pull their mouth open real wide like this. Like, hey, ain't that like this? Y'all gonna go say that, say that. You can take a ruler and measure a guy's mouth and tell if he's from Alabama. Mississippi's all kind of got that Elvis stutter thing. Everybody just kind of got a little stutter in it. They can't quite get it out. And just over into Louisiana, when you get away from Mississippi, it's kind of like that. Jimmy Swaggart kind of had that. You know, you couldn't quite get it out when he was trying to explain what happened at the hotel. Louisiana all got the French thing going like that in a French thing. They're just a little bit better than we are because they got that thing bought from France. You know, we bought Louisiana from France in 1803 in the Louisiana Purchase. I think it was 3 cents an acre. If we sold that steak today, we could probably triple our money. Arkansas people got the Bill Clinton thing. They sound like they're laughing and crying at the same time when they talk to you. I have a friend named LaVon Helm who's from Arkansas. LaVon's kind of like that too. He talks like this. You're not sure if he's happy or sad. Johnny Cash sort of had that too. You couldn't tell because they were from Arkansas. Tennessee, I can't do. I haven't got a handle on Tennessee yet. Well, Virginia, South Virginia, they told like Wood Button. Everybody told like Wood Button. Kind of got the Elmer Fudd thing like that. Yeah.
Or they talk kind of like Pat Robertson. Everything just kind of sounds like this.
Kentucky? One of my best friends in life is from Prestonsburg, Kentucky. His name is Dwayne Campbell. And Dwayne, I used to do these tire commercials on the radio here, and he'd call me up and say, how's your tar commercial going? I'd go, Dwayne, it's tire. He'd say, not over here, it's tar. I'd say, well, what's a T-O-W-E-R? He said, a tire. I said, well, Dwayne, how come tower can't be tar and tire be tire? He said, because tar is something you put on the top of a tire.
Nailed it, right?
One of the funniest ever, man. Go, Tiff. Hi, Tiff. I love, but I miss you, man. All right, here we go. Let's play Beat the Blonde. You ready, Tater?
I'm ready.
1-800-BIG-SHOW's your toll-free line. Get us a contestant. We'll play next. Monday, April 29th, with today's featured track from the Big Show Bitbox, brought to you by Charlotte Motor Speedway, Coca-Cola 600, having Sunday, May 26th. Get your tickets today. Ike Turner sings, Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Can of Barbecue Vienies. Search for keywords, Teeny Weeny. Okay, there it was.
Two, three.
And now we ready. Let's see if we can beat the blonde. Let's meet our contestant out of Knoxville, Tennessee, Kevin. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
We are all good, man. Welcome in here.
So, well, thank you.
Yeah, we'll ask Tater some questions. She'll answer. You agree or disagree? Hit two bells for two buzzers. You get big old Law Tigers prize pack, all right?
All right, sounds good.
Right. Well, Marcy, if your job requires you to spend your day working with joints, trusses, and studs, then you are probably what?
Never going to quit. That's a fun work day.
I got the joints and the studs. I don't know what the trusses are.
I don't know. We'll find out. I don't know.
You don't need to know.
I'm eager to learn.
That's why you're such a great intern.
Hey.
Serious.
Yeah, really. Okay. A carpenter.
A carpenter.
Yes.
Kevin, agree or disagree?
I would agree.
And that was the thing to do. There you go, of course. Yeah, carpenter builder. Okay. And now, Marcy, when Venus Ramey won the Miss America title in 1944, she set the record for her bust measurement. It was 37 and a half inches.
Is that all?
Yes.
Sorry.
She also had something else that no other Miss America winner ever had. What?
A lazy eye and a mustache, but no one noticed. No one noticed it.
A lazy eye and a mustache.
She had glasses.
Had glasses. All right, Kevin, glasses, what she had. Do you agree or disagree?
I'll agree.
You agree with that?
No, that was not what they do.
Red hair. She had red hair. And by the way, she was the first Miss America to be photographed in color.
Wow.
That might have had something to do with it. Hey, mm-hmm. Let's get the red hair.
I have.
Let's show up. All righty.
He had beautiful hair.
No, lazy.
I think the lazy eye and mustache would have been funny.
Well, there you go. All right, Kevin, you going to win it or lose it with this question. So, Tate, can you tell the difference between a man's snore and a woman's snore?
No. And it's got me in a lot of trouble. No, you can't tell.
You cannot tell. Kevin, agree or disagree?
You would think it'd be a little bit higher, but I kind of agree with her.
You kind of agree with her.
Yeah, well, I guess I do agree.
You're going to have a commitment here, Sam.
So, yeah, I'll commit to that. Yeah.
So you commit.
Agree.
You cannot tell the difference between a man or woman snore. Yes, you can.
Okay. Well, how about that?
Doggone it, yeah. Well, we got a consolation prize. We're giving away more of those than we are in our prize bags here.
A lazy eye and a mustache. Waka waka.
Yeah.
Atta girl. Right, the high note.
Well, that's it. We'll look you up there, Kevin. You ain't going, all buddy. Right. Thanks for playing.
All right,
man.
I appreciate you. All right, thank you.
Bottom of the hour, top of your news. I don't outside. Let's celebrate old Willie Nelson's 91st birthday. Hi, baby. It's a Big Show on the radio. Happy birthday, Willie. Willie Nelson, 91 years old. This is an exclusive Big Show tune getting ready to play to celebrate. If you would like to have it for posterity, you can get it in the bit box. Only 99 cents. Download it in minutes when you go to thebigshow.com. Click on the bit box. All right. Happy birthday once again. Mainly to you, Willie.
Woke up still not dead again today. Some old Facebook rumor said I'd passed away. But I just turned 87 and I'm mighty proud to say I woke up still not dead again today. I woke up still not dead again today. Which is crazy when you're living this away. Last night I watched Netflix, smoked a big old J, and I woke up still not dead again today. I bought a new computer, I've been learning how to Zoom. Say howdy to my rowdy friends and never leave the room. This old dog is learning new tricks every day. And I woke up still not dead again today. I woke up still not dead again today. The TV says the world's in disarray. I'm still in the game because I'm still around to play. And I woke up still not dead again today. I got underlying condition from my head down to my toes. Right now I can't do concerts cause the concert halls are closed. But I still got some music left to play. Cause I woke up still not dead again today. Me and old Keith Richards, we ain't never gone away. And I woke up still not dead again today. Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
It's a big show on the radio, just in time to spend a few minutes with Marvin Webster.
Yo, what's up? How y'all doing?
Good, man.
Hey, man, I was filling up my car at the gas station the other day. I was in a kind of a rough part of town because, you know, that's where I live. And I went in to pay. They had a stack of newspapers sitting on the counter. Now, at first, I thought it was one of them apartment finder deals. But instead of apartments, it had pictures of all these rough-looking dudes on the front of it. I said, that looks like a bunch of mug shots. You know what? That's exactly what it was. It's a newspaper called The Slammer. Oh. They print all the mug shots from the past week. I like this idea. It's a cross between America's Most Wanted and the Car Trader. You know how the Car Trader will have like a cover shot of a 98 Corvette for sale?
Yeah.
The Slammer got a picture of a guy who stole a 98 Corvette. And the Car Trader, they always had them little blurbs on the front say like Ford, Chevy, Pontiac, trucks. The Slammer is the same deal except it says sex offenders, most wanted, deadbeat parents, and more. You know, you thumb through this thing, they got them broke down by county. Actually, some of them look like they broke down by drugs to me. But anyway, they also got special pages, like the collection called Fight Club. That's a bunch of people that got locked up for assault. You know, a lot of black eyes and Band-Aids on that page. Then they got Mature Menaces. Well, it's mug shots of old people that got arrested. Here's one, Kitty Corner. That's all juvenile offenders for the week. And my favorite is the Slammer Salon page. It's a collection of suspects with jacked up looking hairstyles. My Uncle Cedric saw that part and said, Marvin, go get your cousin Denise out the newspaper. Now, you may wonder, who advertises in a paper like this? Well, you know it's going to be a whole bunch of DUI lawyers and AAA bail bond type places. They had a big full-page ad on the back for U.S. bonding. Their slogan is, they nail you, we bail you. And there's a couple of furniture store ads in here. I reckon that's if the dude on page 12 stole all the stuff out your house. Oh, and check this one out. This is my favorite. Sobab's Custom Clothier for men, women, and plus sizes. Got a picture of wardrobe consultant Theophilus Alston. He all slicked back and turned out with his Steve Harvey meets Lando Calrissian looking self. All he needs is a line at the bottom of this ad that says, got locked up for cracking heads? Don't go to court without our thread. So, you know, overall, the ad's about what you might expect in a paper like this. Might not be a good idea to be pushing a pawn shop right next to a picture of a guy that's up on 12 counts of breaking and entering. But, you know, business is business. So if you live in Charlotte and you want to keep tabs on your no-count friends, look for it. Find it at a raggedy-ass Shell station near you. $1 a copy, for my money, is the best entertainment value in America. Y'all think about it. I'm Marvin Webster.
Good morning, y'all. Big Show is on your radio.
Hello, all you perky early risers. Here's just the thing to wake you up and get your blood pumping. The John Boy and Billy Big Show. Why, before you know it, you'll be bouncing off the walls just like me. Ooh wah, ooh wah, ooh wah. See what I mean?
radio. It only took us about 30 minutes to figure out what I was talking about. Talking about the Willie song, Still Not Dead Yet. It's a Big Show exclusive on Willie's 91st birthday, of course. So the deal was, I said, for I was trying to say posterity, and Tater finally looked it up and said, it's like, what does it mean?
Future generations. It's a noun for future generations.
So I would say for 99 cents in the bit box, you have a song for future generations.
Yeah.
In my head, posterity. That's what I was saying. Yeah. Posterity.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
So you were right.
Okay.
Somehow.
So 99 cents, and that will also go to prosperity.
Yeah, to prosper.
Okay.
Live long and prosper, yes.
Well, if you don't like that one, we're going to get to Ike Turner singing Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Can of Barbecue Vianney, see?
It's a buck.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Hey fam, I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, a daily podcast from Hello Sunshine that's guaranteed to light up your day.
Every weekday, we bring you conversations with the culture makers who inspire us.
Like our recent episode with Hollywood royalty Regina and Raina King. We talked about the creative power of women's relationships.
I feel like, thank God for women, like, especially when it comes to Black women, the way we lean on our mothers, our grandmothers, our sisters, our friends. We're just each other's pulse. I mean, it's molecular, you know?
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Got the Big Show on the radio coming up. We play Wordy Word. Winner gets a LS Tractor prize pack. Includes a one-year subscription to Mossy Oaks Gamekeepers magazine and a LS Tractor cap. Go to lstractorusa.com. Find your local dealer. Learn why customers start blue and stay blue. Hang on. We'll play 14 minutes. We're first going to end our accent show with a song that we should have played at the beginning now that we look back on it.
As our story opens, William Fitzpatrick is leaving Sunday Mass in, and this is very important, Dublin, Ireland.
Ah.
Friday morning here at the Big Show, everyone's in place. Things are going relatively smoothly, smiles on every face. I see the moment rapidly approaching, almost playhouse time. Scripts are given, give a quick perusal, look at all my lines.
That's Dublin, Ireland.
Billy did it, it's another winner, laughs are guaranteed. That is when I happened to see it and I almost peed. Marcy has to do a Swedish accent and she don't know how. My heart is beating, sweating like a crackhead, we can't turn back now. Stop, stop, stop doing accents or I'll have to leave. Stop, stop, stop doing accents, too hard to believe.
Morning, Mrs. McCluskey.
Well, good morning there, Mr. Fitzpatrick.
First line's perfect, she really nailed it, maybe I was wrong. The next line sounds a little like Italian sprinkled with Hong Kong. Now she sounds like she's Caribbean, or could that be Dutch? Then she's British, suddenly she's Yiddish, I can't make out much. Stop, stop, stop doing accents, I can't take the stress. Stop, stop, stop doing accents, this is such a mess.
Oh, I don't
I think I like where this is going.
Oh, my.
I don't think I like where this is going.
Me either. You and me both.
Dublin, Ireland.
I ran into St. Francis of Assisi.
Stop doing accents. End this train wreck now. Stop doing accents or I'll have a cow. Now it's German, then a tad Norwegian with an Irish lilt. Then it's Russian, a tiny bit Korean. Look at Pearl's head tilt. Soon it's French or Polynesian, maybe more than I can bear. I only hope we can get to the punchline and she doesn't swear. Stop doing accents, the bit is over now. Stop doing accents, don't dare take a bow.
I would like to drive this.
Who's the foreign exchange student?
That's Dublin, Ireland.
Stop.
Oh, just
kidding.
That's a good one. All right, y'all. Let's play our first rounds of Wordy Word for the week right now. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. Get a couple contestants. Play next. It's the Big Show on the radio for you Monday, April 29th. Today's feature track from the Big Show Bidbox, brought to you by Charlotte Motor Speedway, Coca-Cola 600, having Sunday, May 26th. Ike Turner sings It's a Bitsy Teeny Weeny Can of Barbecue Vianney's. He's got the space in the rhyme. Search for keywords teeny weeny. It'll all come together. It's the Bidbox here at thebigshow.com. All right, now, let's play.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
It's a wordy word and a wordy word. Let's meet our contestants. We got Johnny from Kodak, Tennessee. Good morning, Johnny.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, home of Biggie there. That's Fat Boogie's hometown, Kodak, man. And we got Bo down in Orangeburg, South Carolina. Oh, Hank Williams, old racing Hank boy, turkey hunting down there. It's all coming together. Oh.
Absolutely.
Hey, Bo. How you doing, buddy?
Hey. What's up, John? How are y'all doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm sitting there having a conversation with myself.
I know.
All right. Well, I know that y'all used to come down here. Earnhardt used to come down and turkey hunt down here in Orangeburg.
That's right, man.
About 12 miles from where y'all used to hunt.
How about that, man? That is awesome. Well, that's some good memories down there. Earnhardt. Now, on the way down there, that's our nickel store. Y'all know my boy Darren has nickel store. That started right there. Earnhardt and all his boys would stop there and gas up and get ready. Some ammo. It just started. Now look what it is. That's awesome.
Right. Hey, Darren.
Hey, good. All right. Well, good. Well, let's team up and play here, son. Bo, I'm going to put you on Tater's team. Johnny, you're going to be on Johnny's team. All right? Okay, Bo, you relax. All right, Johnny, me and you for the first 30 seconds. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, start the clock now. Popular singer Taylor
Swift.
Yeah. All righty. The golden blank. Do unto others is the golden.
Cool.
Yes, thank you. All right. Chimpanzee is a type of
monkey.
Uh huh. All right. Oh, I like my women a little on the blank side.
Trashy.
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Blank yellow soft drink. Kyle Petty used to drive for him.
Mellow.
Yeah. Uh-huh. All right. A hospital is a big. All right.
Building.
Sorry. Yeah. Oh,
he did. Way
he did a building. That was good. Johnny, you did a good job, buddy. Put a 5 on the board. So, all right. Throwing building out. And Bo, you and Tater for your round one. Are you ready?
Awesome. We got this.
Okay.
Oh, wait, I don't know. Hold on.
Come on, David, talk trash with Bo. That's the way we do it down in Orangeburg.
I need a minute. Okay.
You got this. You got this.
Ready and go.
All right. It's a short blank shirt. These go on your arms.
Sleeve.
Yes. This is a very fast plane. It's a what kind of plane?
Jet.
Yes.
Learjet.
A game that you would play with letters, and they would get all mixed up, and then you would put them on the
Scrabble.
Board.
Scrabble.
Yep. Yes.
You put this in your swimming pool, not salt, but...
Chlorine.
This is the person that lives next to you. He's my...
Neighbor.
Uh-huh. You're the opposite of being really active. You're... Lay around.
Lazy.
Yes.
Oh, man, lazy. Put a six on the board to take the lead by one.
So, Darren, I did pretty good, huh? Talk to me. Man.
Oh.
Sorry. That is Bo.
Quit cleaning it.
All right.
Let me and Johnny go for round two. Johnny, are you ready, buddy?
I'm ready.
Ooh, this is a tough one starting off with. Okay, start the clock now. A sponge does this to water. It wats it.
Soaks it.
No, another word.
Evaporate.
No, it makes it go into it. It blanks it. It pulls it into it. It what?
Sucks it in.
It sucks, but it's another word. Slowly, you put it down, and we're on the right track, but you got to know that word, and I don't think it's going to happen. And no way I can give it away now. No. Yeah. It was absorb. Absorb was what it was, and Bo down in Orangeburg gets the win because that stupid word.
Stupid word.
Right. What were you saying to Marcy, Jackie?
Uh-oh. She was like, get his name right. His name is Bo. And I'm like, I know. I got all confused because he spoke to me. And that voice.
Well, you pulled through it. Good job. So, Johnny and Kodak, you try again anytime, buddy. All right.
Appreciate it.
Hey, man, we appreciate
job,
you,
buddy.
My man. And, Bo, you hang on. We'll get to your house in Orangeburg, your prize pack.
Awesome, awesome. Appreciate it. Thanks, Tater. Thanks for helping to win.
You're welcome.
Good morning. Got the Big Show on the radio. Bed request time. Sally Knox out of Asheville, North Carolina. Sally says, love you, boys, and love laughing with Greg Warren. He is a good one, Sally. Let's get old Greg, Flutie Greg. Coming up next. It's a Big Show on the radio. Big request time this morning. This week. Every show. Monday through Friday.
I don't believe you.
I'm telling you the truth. Hit us up at thebigshow.com. John Moore Miller Facebook page. Sally Knox, Asheville, North Carolina. Got yours this morning. My buds. Greg Warren in the studio celebrating the release of his new CD on iTunes, One Star Wonder. And that was named, I love you talking about the one stars at the four stars hotel. And yeah. Like you pointed out, you know, it's One Star Wonder's a name. That's not how many stars it got.
Yeah, it's at least one and a half.
Yeah. But it's got 4.5 on iTunes right now, so you're ahead of the
game. Okay, good,
yeah.
Good. I went to a one star wedding. You been to one of those?
Oh man, Randy used to film weddings to supplement his income.
Oh, did he? Yeah.
Yeah.
VFW Hall.
Being from Gastonia.
Do they have a dollar dance in North Carolina?
A dollar dance.
You pay a dollar to dance with the bride. Basically, the groom gets married and immediately turns his new bride into a carnival ride. he's at the wedding. He's like, honey, I will love you for the rest of my life. At the reception, you want to take a shot at her? It's going to cost you a dollar. I'm at this wedding, and a fight broke out. Like, you know, and these two guys were getting ready to go. They're squaring up, you know. And I noticed that one of the guy's girlfriends got up and left. I was like, oh, no, she must have had enough. Until she came back in dragging a log. She had a log. She pointed to it and said to her boyfriend, Billy, Do him like you done Donnie. Do him like you done Donnie. Yeah, exactly. Apparently, there's a guy named Donnie in a previous altercation that got logged. Okay? When I say logged, I don't mean he had his name entered into a database. No. He's in a hospital bed somewhere picking bark out of his teeth. I mean, there is a woman who supports her man, knows his weapon of choice, has it on hand. I mean, she went out and came right back in with a log, which leads me to believe they brought a log. Honey, as soon as you put your makeup on, get a log. I think there's going to be trouble at this one. I got in a fight one time in Columbus, Ohio. Three guys jumped me. My girlfriend at the time just ran around and cried. Right? She didn't have a log. I was like, why don't you bring a log in and yell, do him like you done Donnie? I don't know anybody named Donnie. Well, they don't know that. You trust me. You see a crazy bitch coming in with a piece of a tree, the fight's over. That's basic one-star tactics right there. I want to break into the OnStar system sometime. You know that thing where they call up? Just so then they call up, hi, we're broken down on the freeway. Is this OnStar? No, buddy. You got one star. We're shooting fireworks off the back of an ATV right now. We can't help you. I think I mentioned you guys. You know, I told you guys I wrestled and all that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Here's a problem. I mean, of course, after Hanson was making fun of my ear earlier, it's pretty obvious. But here's a problem. When you wrestle, like when you tell people you wrestle, they think they have to break everything down into wrestling terms so you can understand them. I was in upstate New York, and I'm in this cab, and I just asked a nice question. I was like, how's the economy here? He goes, let me see. How could I explain this to you? You wrestle, right? Like, yeah, I wrestle. Okay, so when you wrestle, you have, like, tournaments, right? Yeah, we had terms. Okay, imagine you go to the tournament and you want to wrestle, but you can't because there's no tournament. They moved your tournament to Mexico, and there's some Mexican guys wrestling in your tournament. Like, what do you mean? They shut the factories down? They sent the jobs to Mexico? See, I knew you would explain it because I put it in wrestling terms. I knew. Like, what do you guys do for fun here? Do you guys, like... They have like amusement park or roller coasters. Let me see. How could I explain this to you? You wrestle, right? Yeah, we established that. Okay? So when you wrestled, you had to make weight, right? Yeah, we had to make weight. So if you didn't make weight, you couldn't wrestle, right? Yeah. We ain't got no roller coasters. The roller coasters didn't make weight. Then he asked me, he's like, where are you from? I go, you're a cab driver, right? Yeah. Okay, don't talk to me for the rest of this trip.
There's a big show on the radio. Now we always celebrate our featured track from today's show. This is Ike Turner. By the way, the keywords of the bit box you want to have this is teeny weeny.
I'm sorry. Maybe.
I've always loved my anus. I never hated them like that. It's a true story. The way Ike, you know, used to do his vianas.
Yeah.
All right. Based on a true story. All right, hit it.
She was afraid to come over for dinner. She was afraid that I'd do something mean. She was afraid to come over for dinner. She didn't know about soul food cuisine.
6, 7, 8, tell the crackers what she ate.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny can of barbecue vahinis that she ate for the first time that night. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny. A bite.
6, 7, 8, haters always gonna hate.
She was afraid to sit down at the table at this feast that was fit for a queen. But she sat herself down at the table, and when she looked at her plate, she turned green.
6, 7, 8, tell the crackers what she ate.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny.
it's a teeny weeny can of Baba Cuba Inis that sent her running away with a fright.
6, 7, 8, haters always gonna hate.
Now she's afraid to come out of the bathroom. I don't know what she's doing in there. I can't get her butt out of the bathroom. And it smells kinda like burning hair.
6, 7, 8, tell the crackers what she ate.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny can of Baba Cuba Inis that she ate, and it gave her the squirts.
Toilet.
It's been a really crappy day.
Deadbox is here. All your favorites from four decades of the Big Show. 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Shop the Deadbox online at thebigshow.com. Order Big Show stuff by phone. The number is 800-471-STUFF. Online services by animink.com.
Miss any Big Show today? Don't let that happen. Catch it up. John Mobility Late Risers Podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts. You can make it easy. Subscribe to us with a free iHeartRadio app. Hi, right, y'all. Great rest of your day. See you on tomorrow. Love you, mean it.
Hi, this is Kurt Woodsmith. You remember me from such TV comedies as That 70s Show and That 90s Show on Netflix. I'll never forget the words that my grandfather said just before he kicked the bucket. He said, "Watch how far I can kick this bucket." People ask me where I get my dad jokes from. I tell them to listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast. Listen to Daily Dad Jokes every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late-night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.